USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Supreme Court rules in favor of school choice.
The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that religious schools cannot be excluded from a main program that offers tuition aid for private education, a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The biggest effect of the court 6-3 decision beyond Maine will be neighboring Vermont, which has a similar program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee investigating the Capitol attack is continuing their investigation, and on Tuesday they heard from Georgia elections official Gabriel Sterling, who testified that he lost it when he found out a Dominion Voting Systems employee received threats during the 2020 presidential election.
I lost my temper, but it seemed necessary at the time because it was just getting worse.
Georgia's Secretary of State also testifying Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, says Russia has a strong blockade against Ukrainian exports in the Black Sea.
President Putin is, no kidding, weaponizing food. Let's just call it what it is. He's weaponizing food.
He says the president is discussing a range of options with leaders around the world to figure out how to end the blockade. The United Nations warns that vulnerable countries could face a hunger crisis if there is a grain shortage. Disciplinary action is taken after the police leaked the death of a celebrity.
Two deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida have been suspended for the next couple of weeks without pay for leaking the news of comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. One of the deputies told his brother about the death after responding to the scene. The brother then posted the information on social media, according to the investigation report. The other deputy wasn't on duty, nor was he involved in the death investigation when he told his neighbor about Saget's passing. Saget died back in January at the age of 65, following an accidental blow to the head, likely from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is joining the Amazon Prime Thursday night football team. Former defensive back Richard Sherman became part of the broadcast team earlier this month, joining Hall of Fame tight end Tony Gonzalez. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.